welcome to the Healing Uncensored podcast. My name is Sarah Small, and I'm a holistic business coach and intuitive healer who supports empaths in creating a thriving body, business, and life. Healing my own chronic illness as an empath led me to become fascinated with energy, and more specifically, all the emotional, spiritual, and holistic healing modalities that my doctor never told me about. I began to share my insights and journey online, and over time built a powerful community and business supporting women who are also on their path to healing. Think of this podcast as your uncensored and no BS guide to navigating life, health, and entrepreneurship as a highly sensitive person. You'll get no nonsense and totally holistic tips from me in real time as I navigate this healing journey right beside you. Now let's get started. Hello and welcome to day one of the Magnetic Empath Challenge. I'm Sarah Small, if we haven't already met yet. So the next 3 days, which is the total amount of time for this Magnetic Empath Challenge, they're going to be experiential. This is not a challenge that you just turn on the audio in the background while you're cooking dinner. This is a challenge that actually asks you to show up and do the work and participate so that in just 3 days you can actually get real results. So bring your full attention, come and immerse yourself. It's not going to be a long call or a long experience, but it is one that requires your full attention for you to actually get the benefits out of this. So they're going to be experiential. And I'm really excited to dive in. Today, again, is all about higher self integration. So I'm curious to know if any of you have ever felt like your personal development work has kind of like led you in circles and you keep seeing the saying the same damn affirmations, like, you know, I love myself, or, you know, I'm abundant, or whatever your favorite affirmations are. But have you gotten kind of into this plateau of saying them over and over and over again, but then circling back to the original problem without ever really seeing any change or any real results? If that's you, I want to know. If you're listening live, I'd love for you to just jump in and say, hey, I'm listening live. So I've been there. I'm a little bit of a self-development junkie to some extent, and I've certainly used affirmations, and I've done tons of surface level work. Tons of surface level work. And some of it has helped. Some of it has truly helped. But none of it has worked on a neurological level, on that deeper level, to actually help me calm my central nervous system and actually reprogram my mind. And so while that surface level work, again, can be helpful and can be supportive, and the affirmations can be beautiful, and they can put you into a vibration that feels good, but to have that lasting change and to have a neurological effect to actually reprogram our minds, we have to go deeper. So you can imagine how ecstatic I was when I started studying neuro-linguistic programming, which is also known as NLP. And that, combined with some studies of vibrational medicine, really helped me realize that there were ways to create longer lasting change, because also our time is precious. And we can read the books and we can say the affirmations and we can do all the things, but like, what I'm most interested in is how can I use my time most efficiently and effectively and get the biggest change out of that, diving into the personal development. So I see your time and my own time as precious and as something that we want to be using intentionally. So I'm here to make the most of your time today, and thank you so much for being here and spending the time with me today. So we're going to move on to today's topic of conversation, which is that higher self integration. who knows about higher selves? I'd love for you guys to put into the comments just like what words come to mind, what energy comes to mind when you think of your higher self. Are you familiar? Are you unfamiliar? Does it make you uncomfortable? Do you love talking about it? But like, what is your general feeling around the words higher self? And higher self can be defined in many ways. So whatever you think of is not wrong, and somebody else might have a different way of explaining the higher self, and doesn't mean they're wrong either. It's defined in many ways, but I typically refer to my higher self as my soul consciousness and the part of me that is one with the universe, that is part of everything, that is wise and non-biased and is always, this is probably like the biggest emphasis I put on my higher self, but it's always supporting me in my highest good and highest growth and supporting me to get there versus like taking me down random roads that I don't need to be traveling down. So that's how I think of the higher self. And our higher self transcends all of the like materialistic, I'm up at our mountain house today, which is still being designed. So there's a lot of white behind me, but the higher self transcends stuff, our materialistic 3D world. And it transcends all the drama and all the BS that you may have experienced or are experiencing in your life. And instead, it's really tuning you into your truth center, your highest truth, your soul's consciousness, that deep inner knowing within each and every one of you. So the magnetic and empowered empath, she pays attention to the feedback in her body. She listens. She notices the messages that her body is giving her. And that's how we can become empowered by even challenge or turmoil or trauma in our life and instead use that as growth. And it helps us become magnetic in the sense that we are empowered, but also that we are shifting our frequency and our vibration in a way that allows us to step into that like deeper knowing, that soul consciousness, that guidance from our higher self, so that we aren't just circling around and using affirmations and not seeing results. So the empowered and magnetic empath flexes her intuition muscle and she connects to the guidance of her higher self. So some signs that your higher self has been trying to get through to you, maybe or maybe not, you may or may not be listening, but here are some signs that maybe the higher self is trying to give you some messages. So that could be something like, and a lot of you have messaged me in the past saying, Sarah, I'm seeing angel numbers everywhere. I see 444, or I see 1111, or I'm seeing twos everywhere I go. And those angel numbers can sometimes be a sign that we're the universe or our higher self is trying to bring us a message and get our attention. And if you're not someone who experiences like that clear hearing, clairaudience, then the universe is going to show us in different ways. And that might be through angel numbers. Another sign that your higher self may be trying to communicate with you would be through experiencing either vivid or recurring dreams. And again, I've had a lot of clients come to me in the past and share different dreams, whether it's recurring or just a really vivid one. And some people have a lot of vivid dreams, and other people will have a vivid dream that like really stands out to them energetically. And so that could be another sign, like, okay, I'm really remembering this and there's this a message coming through to me in my dreams for some sort of message, some sort of purpose. Another way or sign that your higher self may communicate with you is other just types of signs and symbols in your life. So like I have a friend who uses blue butterflies as her sign. And so like that's just like her way of communicating with higher self and for her to be able to receive that confidence as well in maybe asking a question and asking for a sign. But it can show up in symbols, whether that's like animal symbols, spirit animal symbols, or again, similar to the angel numbers, numbers that show up in your life. But it can also be, this is another separate one in itself, but number four would be you could be experiencing a gut instinct. So you're just getting that like gut instinct, or number five, any of the other clairsenses. So that gut instinct's more of the empath who like feels so deeply and feels like she's starting to receive this message from her higher self. Whereas I would say the fifth way or sign that that our higher self is attempting to give us a message is through the other clairsenses. So that would be things like clairvoyancy, clairaudience, clairtangency. And if you're not sure what those are, definitely sign up for the Empath Empowerment Guide, which is a freebie on my website and a way for you to learn more about the clairs. I also dive deeper into that in Intuitive Soul School. But these are essentially our clear senses and the way that we experience our intuition. And so you may be experiencing messages from your higher self through your clair senses as well. Feeling as an emotion, feeling as a physical sensation, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, all of the senses can be involved. And it doesn't have to be just one either. And then I would say lastly, number six, a sign that our higher self is attempting to come through and communicate with us is that we might experience physical symptoms in our body. So that for many of us in this community, I know because I've talked to a lot of you, experience chronic illness or autoimmune disease, and that could actually be some sort of sign, but it doesn't have to be chronic. It could just be like a headache one day, or it could be like a little itch. I actually just got an itch right there. So an itch behind your head, or it could be a little bit of like achiness in an elbow. And that again, it's like we can easily brush that off and be like, oh, it's nothing. And you move on with your day. But what if we looked at our body's physical symptoms also as signs or ways of our body communicating with us and even our higher self communicating with us? So some reasons that you may not be connecting, listening, or receiving those messages. So again, I just went through six different ways or signs that our higher self may be trying to communicate with us, but now I want to go through six more ways that are reasons why you might not actually be fully receiving those. So you might have the physical symptoms, you might have the vivid dreams, you might be seeing angel numbers and not even actually noticing it or figuring out or understanding on a deeper level like what that means for you, because one, fear. There could just be fear that's kind of blocking you from receiving. And so that goes into number two, which is our body is always going to prioritize survival. It's that is our human instinct, is that we evolutionarily are always going to prioritize survival. And so if there is especially fear or any other kind of like reasons why our body thinks that it's not safe to tap into our higher self or receive those messages, then we're going to go into self-preservation mode and we are going to just work within that survival mechanism, within that survival mode and instinct in your body as a human being. So that could be a reason why you are not connecting, listening, or receiving these messages. And so it's really important to support the physical body. Like what we do in this community and in this challenge is going to be much beyond the physical and nutritional and physiological aspects of your being, but it's really important to support that side of your body so that your body can be out of that survival mode and then able to receive on a physical level. The third reason that you might not be receiving these messages is because of limiting beliefs, which are often developed between the ages of 0 and 7 in our childhood. And so there may be some sort of limiting belief around even experiencing like energy or spirit or universe or higher self or whatever the words are that you put to your sense of like your life, really. I mean, it's not a religion. It could be called spirituality, but we don't have to call it that. But just like the energy of the universe, that is a little bit undeniable, right? Like there is energy. We know this for sure. So we can hopefully all agree that there's energy in the world. And even though that's beyond what the physical eye could often see, we still have evidence of it. And there are examples of seeing it with your physical eyes. So we might have some sort of limiting belief or childhood kind of memory, trauma, experience that is also holding us back from fully receiving. And again, that feeds back into survival and to fear, and those are going to trump all else. And so we want to put our body into this really deep state of relaxation, of being open to receive in order to receive the messages and truly integrate our higher self. The fourth reason that you may not be connecting is that you might be energetically full. So this is the empath who's wounded. This is the disempowered empath who is walking around like a sponge, literally soaking up all these things from the world that are not hers, that were never hers to carry. And it could be in combination with your stuff. So it's like your stuff brings your bucket like here, and then everyone else's stuff brings it here. And now you're energetically full, so there's really no space for you to start to receive. And that can also manifest as a physical pain in your body as well. So even if you're not like fatigued or tired in that sense of energy, you could be having pain, or you could just feel the vibration of being energetically full. The fifth reason that you might not be receiving these messages from your higher self is that there's just too much noise. So when there's too much noise, whether that's literally like there's noise going on around me, or it's just like an internal chatter of your mind, it doesn't matter whether it's internal or external, but either way, you may not be clearing consistently in your life and getting truly quiet and quiet enough to be able to again receive these messages from your higher self and connect to that on a deeper level. And then lastly, number six, a reason is that you could also just be kind of out of touch with yourself, disconnected. And my initial kind of diving into the connection between mind, body, and spirit was through a physical practice of yoga, but we can do that in many other ways too. And when we get in touch with ourselves and our body through embodiment practices, through yoga, through breath work, there's lots of ways to do this. But the more connected we are to our just even awareness of our thoughts and our mind, that allows us to be more open to receive this higher self messages as well. So I want to teach you and have you practice reconnecting to your higher self today. Your higher self is never actually separate from you, and it doesn't go away and come back at like convenient times. It's always there. It's just a matter of learning how to and practicing that listening and our ability to listen. And it's a deep, deep listening. It's listening with your whole body, your mind, your heart, your energy, your subtle energy body. So we can also call this empathic listening, where you are listening with your entire being. So I want you guys to find a comfortable position and close your eyes. I told you this would be an experiential challenge. So we are going to dive right in with a little bit of higher self integration through, we could call this a meditation, but I just want you to close your eyes, stop whatever else you're doing. If you're doing something like driving, come back to this later. This takes your full attention. Now I want you to consider your current reality. Just keeping your eyes closed and tapping into your current reality. What challenges are you facing? What emotions are you experiencing that you might like to shift? What beliefs are negatively impacting or running your life at this time? And I want you to just pick one of these things within your current reality to work with today. One situation, one emotion, or one belief. Take a moment to pick. All right, hopefully you've got it. Keeping your eyes closed, I want you to just feel into this situation, emotion, or belief. And just describe within your own mind and your own thoughts everything that is coming up around this. Get detailed. Feel into a little bit of the discomfort of it. And once you've fully felt into this current situation, I want you to now consider, what would you like to shift? How would you like to feel? And get as detailed as possible here. What is the emotion that you'd like to have? The belief that you'd like to have? The situation you'd like to see in your life? And bring with it all of the senses. The feeling, the smells, any visuals, sounds, anything that you might be touching. And I want you to feel deeply into this desired state of how you would like to feel. And now I want you to imagine hovering above your physical body, looking down on yourself as your higher self, literally today. Looking down on your physical body from this unconditional, loving, higher self perspective. Without any emotional charge or attachment, just look down on you in this moment and see these two versions of you that you just felt into superimposed on each other. The first one was your current reality, the negative or uncomfortable situation, emotion, or belief. Superimposed with the second feeling you just felt into, which is where you'd like to be, the desired state, and all the details that you just felt into of that desired state. And so as you look down, staying above you, onto both of these versions of you superimposed within each other, ask your higher self from this perspective, what learnings are here for me? What learnings are here for me that once I know will help me heal this situation? And maybe what needs to shift in order for me to step into that next level, the desired state. And I'm going to give you a moment here to really receive all of this information from the higher self. Make sure to gather all of it. If you don't know right away, that's fine. Keep listening. gathering up all of this information, new learnings, maybe a new perspective or wisdom of the higher self. Now I want you to look down on your body and drop back into your physical form. First, imagine the old version of you, like this heavy armor that is surrounding you. Everything you explained in that first expression of yourself. And this heavy armor, begin to visualize it starting to break off. Just keeping the eyes closed, let this armor start to shed away, piece by piece, crumbling away off your body, and immediately you can start to feel lighter until eventually this armor has crumbled all away, and what's left is that desired state, just the energy of your next level, the energy that you want to step into and to embody is now here. Feel it. You can feel it, can you not? And so that armor with it, as it sheds away, allows all of the pieces that no longer serve you to melt away with it. And once all this armor has dissolved, what's left is the wisdom of your higher self and the embodiment and energy of your desired state. Once you feel that in your body, open your eyes and feel into this new state of being. It's always okay to reawaken slowly, but to truly notice. So good, you guys. So I'd love to hear in the comments with how you are feeling after that exercise, if you participated live. And if you listen to the recording, come back and just let us know. How does this feel for you now after this experience? And your challenge for the Magnetic Empath Challenge today is simply to share your experience of this higher self integration in the comments of this video. And, exciting, everyone who participates in all 3 days of the challenge, so this is day one and your challenge is just to share your experience, it's very easy. But if you participate in all 3 days of the Magnetic Empath Challenge with the daily challenge, whatever that may be, then you're going to be entered to win essential oil for me at the end of this challenge. So just put it in there. Share your experience. I cannot wait to hear from all of you. And I'm excited to jump in with you again tomorrow, where we're going to talk a lot about clearing the vortex. And this goes a little bit more to the physical plane, a little bit more about our 3D world. But what it allows us to do is, especially if you found this exercise challenging in any way today, it's going to get easier as we start to clear that vortex out. And again, I mentioned that one of the reasons that you may not be receiving the messages of your higher self is they are energetically full. There's too much there already. And so clearing the vortex also helps us become more magnetic to receive in our lives. Okay. I love you guys. Great work today, and I'll see you.